This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
I'm not a happy girl. I am not a happy girl. My toe hurts. Yeah, I think I got an ingrown toe. Or ingrown toenail. You can't have a toe that's ingrown. So see, I started speaking like my patients used to speak. I got the gout. I got just say it like it is. I got an ingrown toenail. It's kind of on the medial side. You guys know medial and lateral. Medial is what's kind of more towards the center of your body. Lateral is more to the outside of the body. So like if you look at your foot, your big toe is medial, whereas your little pinky toe is lateral. Doesn't work for your hand. If you look at your thumb, yeah, your thumb might be medial, but they call it radial. And then the pinky finger, they call ulnar. I have to teach you guys something. It's in my contract. But anyway, so yeah, okay, good. I'm done with the teaching part. Yeah, so my toes ingrown. My nail, the toenails. See, I talk like that too. Yeah, my toenail, it hurts. I don't understand why. You know, because ingrown toenails, how do you get them? You get them because, I don't know, you have bad shoe wear. I mean, I used to wear a lot of high heels. And I don't know if you guys, you know, have seen women's shoes. But women's shoes, they come to, you know, kind of a point. And I got big feet, big toes. And so your toes are just expected to just kind of smush up. And it's not very comfortable. And, you know, I mean, I trim the nails, I get pedicures, I have really good foot hygiene, you know, I take a few showers a day, so my feet are always getting clean, you know, I really kind of scrub in there and get as much toe jam out as possible as anybody else, but I think it's a genetic thing, nobody talks about that, everybody kind of goes, oh, well, it's your fault for your shoes. Do you guys see the shoe wear I wear? First of all, have you guys even seen my feet? Okay, I know y'all think I sound really dainty and delicate and very, very feminine, but I'm not. So my feet are size 10. Size 10 feet. That's for a woman pretty big. I kind of feel bad whenever I do get a pedicure. You know, these women or men that have to deal with my foot, you know, because I look around. I look at everybody else. You see these women with little dainty, cute little feet. You know, and so cute, and like size 6, size 7, and then here's my foot. I don't know, did you guys ever see that movie that, I don't know, was it a gigolo movie with Rob Schneider? What was that movie where he was a gigolo, but he didn't want to sleep with them? He just wanted to, you know, I forgot what the movie's called. But anyway, with that movie, and there was a sequel, there was a woman with a big foot, and she wanted her feet rubbed. And, I mean, her foot was huge. That's how I feel with my feet. So I don't really like getting pedicures done. First, I don't like spending the money for somebody to do something that I could do. Okay, I'm not really big on that. Second, my feet are really ticklish. So I don't like anybody touching my foot. And then third, here's my problem. I get my hair done. I have to get my, you know, fingernails done. I can't stand the weight. I can't stand sitting there. I love who does my hair and who does my nails. You know, go to the Jerry Lambert Experience. Jerry is awesome for hair. He does amazing work with my hair. But I just don't like to sit for an hour and a half. I got things to do. I'm a busy girl. You know, and I run out of Candy Crush lives on my phone, so I just sit there. Now everybody thinks, oh man, you know, women love to get their hair done. Listen, we love to look beautiful. I love walking out of Jerry's, you know, studio and looking good. I love that. But I don't like sitting there getting it done. You know, and he's entertaining and he's awesome. It's just, I just don't like to sit. That's just me. I'm hyper. I'm a hyper girl. So ingrown toenails, you know, everybody thinks, well, I'm just going to pick it out. I'm going to pick the nail out of, because, you know, the reason why you're having pain is because the nail is going into the skin. But that's not what's happening, though. And by the way, the medical term for ingrown toenail is onchocryptosis. Yeah. So, Dahlia, do you have any medical conditions? Yep, I got some onchocryptosis. Ooh, just sounds so creepy and cryptic. That's just called an ingrown toenail. And so this onchocryptosis a lot of times happens not so much because of the tippity-tip edge of the nail, but the base of the nail is growing under the skin, which is why whenever you kind of clip your nails down, that doesn't fix the problem because the nail's coming from more proximal. Now let me teach you some more medical terminology. All right, you guys know medial and lateral, right? Medial, like your big toe, is more towards the center of your body, the middle. Lateral is like your pinky toe. Well, then we have proximal and distal. Proximal is closer to the center of your body. Distal is away from the center of the body. So my ankle is more proximal to me than the tippy toes. The tippy toes are distal. All right, so same thing with the nail. The proximal part of that nail base is what's growing deep where, you know, some of us, we have a big, huge nail, and that's what's growing into the skin. So when you get a toenail removal, you'll be like, why is the doctor numbing up the whole toe? And why is he going to the deep, deep proximal part of the nail? Because if you notice, when we curl it out and we take our hemostat and then we kind of curl it up and get that nail out from under the skin so we could trim it. You guys see that it almost goes around the whole toe, you know, for some of us that have real big nails. And so that's why some of us have ingrown toenails. And, you know, sometimes there's just not much you could do. And so, athletes get it a lot. Some people say, well, you know, it's because, you know, my feet sweat. Well, infected ingrown toenails, paronychia, all right, that's a different word. Yeah, that could be because you're not getting a lot of aeration to the foot, but an ingrown toenail doesn't necessarily mean it's infected. It could start inflaming and it could get infected, but an ingrown toenail is different from paronychia. Paronychia is where it's infected. So you got to make sure you have real nice wide shoes. So I have size 10 feet. And, you know, sometimes if I'm going to be, you know, working and on my feet all day, I'll get 10 wide. You know, hey, my butt's wide. Why, you know, and if I have to buy wider clothes, why don't I buy wider shoes? And I got to say that really helps. You know, some of us have bunions. Bunions is kind of where the toe grows to the point where your joint is more medial than it needs to be. Toes are kind of supposed to be straight, but that first metatarsal joint appears to be more medial, so you have an angulation, and basically the joint just kind of sticks out a little bit. If you're obese, you could have issues with your feet. I got a big tushy. Arthritis, diabetes, that kind of stuff. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DALLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this is interesting. There was a nationwide Medicare bust, which includes, I guess, 400 suspects have been charged with falsely billing $1.3 billion to the Medicare program, including 80 defendants in South Florida alone. That's apparently the country's epicenter of healthcare fraud, according to federal authorities. Of the total nationwide, more than 100 suspects work as physicians and other medical professionals. They are charged with conspiracy and related offenses to defraud the massive government health insurance program. Now, you know, when you hear this, you're like, okay, these guys are absolute idiots. You never screw with the government. You never try to defraud something like Medicare. You go to jail for a long, 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 long time. You're really going to go through all that schooling and all that cost to get a medical license, just lose your medical license for Medicare fraud? But apparently we have some people there that are idiots, but that's what's scary. Okay, doctors and PAs and nurse practitioners and nurses and pharmacists and, you know, people in the medical field aren't supposed to be idiots, right? They're taking care of our lives are in their hands. And if somebody is that idiotic to defraud the system, then they're that idiotic. They really shouldn't be practicing because they're too stupid. At a press conference in Washington, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions highlighted the role of healthcare professionals in the largest takedown of Medicare fraud offenders in the nation's history. This is probably one of the biggest I've heard. The total defendants and false claims far surpassed last year's Medicare fraud takedown, which has become an annual show of force to combat the persistent problem that has cost the U.S. government billions of dollars in losses over the past decade. They say in South Florida alone, roughly 80 newly charged defendants were accused of submitting more than $140 million in fraudulent Medicare claims for services that were either not necessary or provided. Now, we're going to talk about that in a second. They say authorities spotlighted a Palm Beach County sober homes facility for Medicare patients with substance abuse problems, saying the owners and others submitted $58 million in Medicare claims for bogus drug treatment services. Okay. So you'll hear this and you go, all right, these guys, you know, they, if they're found guilty, okay, put them away in jail, take away the license, never should, or close their facility down. They shouldn't be taking care of patients. All right. But Medicare has a reputation for when they audit you, right, they always find something wrong, no matter how good you are. Now, we didn't really see a lot of Medicare patients, and so we didn't really have a lot of billables for Medicare. Medicare would only pay us on, you know, maybe 3 out of 5 claims. They would ask for money back if we did urine tests. They go, nah, that just should have been a part of the office visit. You should do the urine test on your own dime. So it was very difficult to, you know, take Medicare to the degree that some offices do, especially in Las Vegas, because, you know, we have a very big senior population. And so we never got audited or anything like that because we really didn't, we really didn't see a lot of Medicare patients, okay? You know, we weren't bringing in, you know, millions of dollars into our clinic from a Medicare standpoint. We weren't even bringing that in at all. But people that have very heavy Medicare practices have been audited by Medicare. Now, it's not that uncommon for an insurance company to take a look at records, see how something was billed, et cetera, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine. They're allowed to do that. They're allowed to look for fraud. But I have never heard of a Medicare audit that came up clean, completely clean. I've never heard of that. Yeah, they came in, they found absolutely nothing. Now, what then are they finding? Well, in this one case, and I don't want to mention the doctor's name, he said that when you code for a patient, we've talked about this, there's codes for nurse visits. So let's say you need to have another respiratory treatment and you need to get your blood pressure checked and you come in to see the nurse. Okay? That visit's usually a 99211. Once a medical provider sees you, it could be a 99212, 13, 14, 15. In terms of a medical provider that's a physician or a licensed practitioner. So the physician had all dictated notes, all electronic notes, 2, 3, 4 page notes. He was in the room, examined the patient, gave the patient medication, planned pre-op, planned surgery, etc. So a doctor visit. Should easily have been a 99213, most likely 99214. Medicare came in and said, no, this needs to be a 99211. But he goes, but that's a nurse visit. Well, you didn't include a review of systems, and so you can't code. Now, review of systems is where you go back and you ask the patient about everything, like their toenails, if they have rashes, if they have, et cetera. And you really don't do that a lot of times with your follow-up visits because, you know, you've already taken a full history of a patient. So there was something that most doctors aren't even trained to do, but it was enough for Medicare to capitalize on it and say, no, you should be a level one. And, I mean, he wasn't fined or thrown in jail or anything like that, but this kind of stuff will happen during an audit, which is why many doctors go, look, I don't need this stuff. I don't need this. You know, I see the patient. I document. We have multiple pages. We have multiple lines of documentation. Somebody wants to come in and look like that they did something, or they don't want to look like they spent the money on an audit and came up, you know, short. So this is one reason why a lot of doctors don't even want to go there. But let's take a look at this article where they say here that there was unnecessary procedures. There were services that were, okay, now you bill Medicare for services that you never provided. You're done for. But services that were not necessary. Now, you have some idiots who will say, you know what, I'm going to do a cystoscopy to look at your bladder, and the person doesn't even have bladder issues. Okay, something has to be done with that. Now, somebody can say, well, the patient should say no. So, patients trust their doctor. So patients could be victim to this. We're like, all right, well, yeah, I'll let you do the procedure because you say you need to. But here's the thing. Services that were not necessary. Now, who is deciding the necessity of the service? So let's say somebody has blood in their urine, and that provider is trained on cystoscopy, which looks in the bladder. And they want to go in and take a look to make sure that that blood isn't coming from a source. Is somebody at Medicare saying that wasn't necessary because they only had blood in the urine on one occasion? Or they only had blood in the urine at two visits and you should have waited three visits? So the only thing I'm a little, you know, questioning, and again, I mean, it sounds like obviously if the FBI is involved, these people did some bad things, okay? I'm not saying they're innocent. But Medicare claims for services that were not necessary. Now, let's say I have a young lady who's on a disability and who's on Medicare. And she has been sexually active for a while. And her pap smear 2.5 years ago was normal. But in the last year, she's had gonorrhea, she's had chlamydia, she's had new onset herpes. And I'm thinking, you want to know what? I want to make sure she doesn't have HPV. And I want to do a pap smear and take some samples of the cells. I do a pap smear on her at the 2.5 year mark. If they deem that unnecessary because pap smears are now suggested to be done every 3 years, would I be accused of an unnecessary procedure because I did a pap smear when she was at the 2.5 month mark or 2.5 year mark? You see? So, and again, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. And I'm not saying that's what happened in this case. I mean, my guess is if they, you know, submitted $140 million in fraudulent Medicare claims, over what, 100 people, that's a lot. That's $14 million each. That's $1.4 million each. That's a lot. So you wonder. But, what if somebody thinks that, doing an x-ray on somebody, because they've had back pain and they have osteoporosis and I'm worried about a compression fracture. What if somebody says, oh, that was unnecessary? You know, that could put, who's making that decision? 1-877-DOC-SALLY. We'll be right back.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. This is an interesting email that we need to address, especially since we've been talking about Medicare fraud. Martin writes, I golf with an internist who said in medical school they were taught how to, quote, code for something that wasn't paid by insurance. He said if someone came in for a physical, he would bill for blood pressure. Is that true? Are you taught how to bill something the patient isn't in for? Now, when I saw this, I was like, everybody hold the phone. Hold the phone. Okay, first, let's start out by let me say, in medical school, In medical school, you are not taught hardly anything about billing. Okay? The students are too young for that. Okay? They're too green. Students have to learn about heart disease. They have to learn about the mechanics of the body, the histology, the microbiology, the pharmacology of the medicine. They don't have time to learn what Medicare pays for or not. So in medical school, we don't spend time teaching billing. Now, slowly, back then, okay, and when I was in medical school, no, we had to learn our pathology and anatomy and all that. There was no time. Once electronic medical records started to come more into play, we had to teach students how to document and work with electronic medical records and how to do a proper note. And remember I said the 99213, 99214, 9921, that those, okay? And the reason why is if a medical student is asked by their preceptor to bill the or to submit, because now a lot of electronic medical records, you submit the charge. You know, rather than a biller not knowing what you did, if you're the provider and you ran your analysis, you ran a pregnancy, you removed a toenail, whatever, you know, then you as a provider will click what you did. That gets converted into a billable sheet that gets sent to the insurance company. Boy, I cannot wait for insurance companies not to be, you know, in the middle of all this, to be honest. I would almost rather, anyway, so really quickly here. So in medical school, we don't teach that. When you're in residency, we do have to, in residency, that's when we kind of have to get you guys ready for the outside world and get you ready for, private practice or clinic setting. And if you don't know how to properly code, unfortunately, that could put you at risk for, going under. Or the hospital you're working at going under. And so we'll I have a caller now, but we'll get back to that. We got Tom from Baltimore. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, I've been dying to call you since yesterday. You closed the show. And by the way, it was a great show all around. You had me laughing with the Viagra stuff.
Oh, thank you.
You know, we all retired detectives can't help but profile and evaluate people. We're not judging them, but we're always profiling people. It's just something that we can't help but do. Mm-hmm. And irritate some family members, but
we medically profile people. Doctors medically profile people. You know, you're like, can this one be at risk for diabetes? Can this one be at risk for liver disease? Yeah. So
and you can't really turn it off. You can't really turn it off, can you?
No, no, you can't. You know, if I see somebody, I'm like, your thyroid looks big. You know, you just do that because that's your training. You know, you're trained to see that stuff.
Right. Well, you know, it's a good thing, Dr. Dahlia, that your parents raised you with a good moral compass and you're a good girl, because if you were a criminal, you'd probably be an arch criminal. You've got such a wide diversity of traits and talents. You'd be really difficult for someone, a police detective, to profile and get a beat on. You know,
really? I am so flattered by that. I am so flattered. See, I thought everybody could read my mind. You know, that's very nice. That's good. That's good because, you know what? Honestly, I don't know how to support myself later, you know, so I may have to go to crime, you know, to pay the bills if Social Security doesn't exist anymore. But good. That's good to know, Tom. Thanks.
Well, think about it. An entrepreneur, an entertainer, in your job, running your own office as an executive, kind of the commander of the bunch, you know, you're taking in all these things that usually aren't mixed together. You're also, as a medical professional, you're a bit of a defender. You have to be a logistician. I mean, there's so many things that come into play. It really takes a talented person to do that, and now you're a professor to boot. Like I said, if it weren't for you having a good moral compass, you'd be really difficult to profile. But I got you paid.
No, Tom, actually, on that note, I was thinking about that. If I was going to commit a crime, it would probably be prostitution. if there was any crime out there, you know, like let's say Michael Fassbender was running around the place, I'm like, you know what, you know, but I would have to pay him. He wouldn't want to pay. Yeah, you know what, I probably couldn't commit any crimes. Nobody would want to pay.
Well, you can't lie. I know this about you because I've been profiling. As a kid, you with that moral compass, you know, you might have been tempted to do different things, but man, you couldn't get away with it. And when you were talking about the Viagra thing, I know what you were thinking. Well, after you swallowed that pill, see, you've got that adventurous side, too. when you swallowed that pill, you thought, oh, Mulligan, I'd like to do a do-over, but no, it's too late. Let me just go with
it.
Oh, no, wait a minute, what's going to happen? And that worry set in.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew. I could just tell exactly what you were going through.
Female Viagra stinks. Yeah, yeah. You can't take, yeah. So anyway, Tom, what's up?
Yeah, okay, here's the deal. We were talking some time ago, and we were talking about the drug issue.
Yep.
And your concern was this. Well, what about the drugs that make people violent and make them then do, you know, violent things to other people?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a valid concern, but it's a bit of a logical fallacy when you think about it, because making that leap that these certain drugs, and there really aren't any studies. I mean, you hear anecdotal evidence. But there really aren't any hard.
No. But what about spice? What's going on with this? The spice where people are all of a sudden freaking out. Like, for example, okay. So I know what you're saying. If somebody's violent, they're already have that violent tendency. But this thing with spice, where all of a sudden somebody is naked and running around the place and making mayhem, I do think that sometimes you could have a hijacking of maybe your frontal lobe or your amygdala or something, some hijacking of you know, your personality and some of the decision-making centers of the brain.
Rock and roll, there you go. And why does that happen? We didn't see that happening in the 70s when the drugs of choice mainly were so-called soft drugs. You had heroin out there. You had cocaine. Listen, in many countries, they chew the leaves of the coca plant, and it gives them a buzz. The decision to make cocaine illegal or caffeine was kind of just thrown up in the air. Which one are we going to make illegal so we can control people? It's about people control. Remember this. It's not about drug control. All these laws are about people control.
Mm-hmm.
So in answer to your question, what's going on? We didn't see these things happening on a regular basis. They seem to be happening more. Again, it's anecdotal. The news is funny that they warp things, but I think it probably is happening more. But what are people doing when they're denied drugs that are grown and derived from plants and the earth? They start experimenting, because you're not going to deprive people of their drugs. They will mix chemicals, all kind of crazy stuff, in their kitchen if need be. And that's where I think you might very well have a hijacking of the brain like you're describing, because we're getting away from that which was natural. Now, I'm not saying to go out and indulge to excess in anything, but you can't say that what you put in your body is something that the government should be in control of. Because the next step, Dr. Dahlia, is if they tell you what you can't put in your body, the next step is for them to tell you what you must put in your body. And believe me, it's coming. In fact, the Animal ID Act is up again, and that is going to possibly force small farmers to put something in their animals to control and protect the public. And that's a good segue in an answer to your question. You said, well, how does this, can you hold me over through the break?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Stay right there. All right, guys, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tom, did you want to finish your thought?
Yeah, I'll finish it real quick.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh.
Loud and clear.
Okay. I called your board off back on the line. That's what I'm on now relative to the National Animal Identification System. I couldn't figure out what the acronym was, NAIS, but that was the farm animal, and maybe all animals, period, act that I was talking about.
yourself, and I think it's important for everyone to be concerned about. Who decides relative to the Medicare fraud? And yesterday, you, and correctly so, you were concerned about the doctor being charged.
Right.
Very astutely, I might add, because the bar is quite low for a law enforcement officer to charge somebody like that. And like you said, what expertise do they have, really, when it comes to a doctor and a patient who have a long history? And you went to medical school.
Right. And again, if a patient, let's say, you know, if somebody claims they did a pap smear on somebody and the patient never had it, you don't have the laboratory proof, you don't have, okay, that stuff has to be stopped. You can't have people sitting there, you know, billing for procedures they don't do. But if somebody performs a pap smear because they think it's necessary, and all of a sudden Medicare claims, well, it was unnecessary, you know, who's deciding that? And they could say, well, you know, we have a doctor on staff, and, you know, he says, yeah, you should have waited another 6 months before you do the pap smear. That's really cutting hairs. And, again, I have no idea because, again, I've never been in that position, you know, where you know, Medicare didn't like that I performed a pap smear or whatever. But, there is that potential, and that's where I have to be very, cautious. That's where we all have to be cautious.
Doctor, the lovable bureaucrats in Washington and in government that you'll never see, they're looking out for you. So they'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
If you believe that,
I've
got some land to sell you up north. It may or may not be in the United States, but it might be in Canada.
Nice.
At any rate, something that, and I brought this up to you before, and I premised it with, don't take offense, but I don't see why any adult should have to come to another adult who they don't know and ask for them to look at them and talk to them and then ask for a permission slip to get medication. I think it's great that a doctor would have the expertise to advise.
Yeah.
And the patient should be the one making the decision. Why should I get a permission slip from a doctor? I know some doctors take offense to that because they were making a lot of money, but now they mightn't look at it a little bit differently. And you did right away, by the way. And that's a sign of a great mindset, Twain. Those who can entertain an idea without necessarily buying into it right away. So, again, you've got those personality traits that cover all the bases. And you listened, and I think you were taking it and you asked some good questions, but you can see where these laws and statutes, how they metastasize like cancer, and they start biting everybody. We thought, oh, it's just the druggies that it's getting. No, now it's getting people who legitimately need pain medication. It's getting
right.
In a number of ways.
Yep, it's people control.
Put
yep.
them in jail if they get it illegally, and they put them in pain if they can't get it, period. So we need to eliminate these laws, go back to a system of personal responsibility, and get government out of our lives.
Amen, brother. Tom, thank you for calling. Amen to that. I got to tell you, it's when I can't tell you time and time again how when government gets involved, it's just a bad thing. It's just bad all around. Let me quickly get back to the other question, because I don't want to leave that hanging on. How are doctors taught to, if a patient comes in for something that's not billable, to manipulate the charge, manipulate the billing such that they get to bill for it. And there needs to be some clarification of that. The answer to that is no, no, no. Okay, we are not going to falsify, and we sure the heck aren't taught in medical school to falsify any claim so we get paid. Now, what might the intern have been talking about, which we need to just spend a quick couple seconds on, is in the olden days, if a patient wanted a physical, insurance wouldn't pay for a physical. So the patient would come in saying, I want a physical. So a doctor had a couple options, okay? One is, well, I'm not going to get paid for it. So just pay us cash. And some patients did, and some patients walked out the door. The other is, all right, well, fine, I'll see you, I'll bill for the physical, and I'll just take it, you know, up the Sigmoid, all right? But what many of us were, I don't want to use the word taught, but what many of us were encouraged to do was to take a good history of the patient
And very rarely is a patient 100,000% healthy and fine. So somebody may come in for a, physical, and he actually has high blood pressure. Well, if you have high blood pressure, in addition to doing the physical, and you will be doing the physical for free, right, spend some time on the high blood pressure. He has high blood pressure. He's there for a refill. He needs a refill. You're going to be checking his heart. You're going to be asking about his, eye issues. You're going to be referring him to ophthalmology. You're going to be checking his kidneys. Don't underestimate the amount of work you're doing. If you're doing a physical on somebody with high blood pressure, don't do it for, submit something that you don't get paid for. Put on there that you also address his high blood pressure if you did. If somebody's a diabetic and they came in for a physical and you asked them, you examined their feet, you made sure they didn't have neuropathy, you set them up with an eye doctor, you talked to them about their sugars, you taught them that, then you code for that. And so what I think the internist was talking about is how, you could be very easily under the insurance, umbrella seeing people for free all the time because they made it an art and they still have on how to not pay the doctor. But patients are coming in for a variety of things. Patients are coming in for counseling. Patients are coming in for, can you also look at this mole? Can you also do this? And so we as medical professionals always err on the side of not taking credit for what we've done. And I can't tell you how many patients I saw for free when I probably could have, gotten paid by the insurance because I didn't put a code for depression counseling, for marriage counseling, for skin evaluation, for diabetic management, for blood pressure management. Because I was like, the patient came in for a physical. I have to write physical. It doesn't matter that I gave them all this other advice. And all that fell under a physical. No, but it also fell under diabetes management. It also fell under blood pressure management. So if the insurance pays for blood pressure management, let's say a person doesn't need, their blood pressure is fine. It's being taken by another provider. No, you can't bill for that. You can't, but if they're going, look, I need a refill on my blood pressure medication. I'm not a pen dispenser. You need to, you can code for high blood pressure if somebody's coming in for a blood pressure medicine refill and is asking you to check their blood pressure and manage it. So that's what I think he was talking about. So be very, very careful. I don't want you to, think that he's trying to tell everybody that in medical school we're taught to, bill for things we don't do. Wrong. We are mandated, especially by our board, to bill for things that we did. And I instruct medical students to make sure you have the proof. Okay? Like, for example, when I had that patient that came in at the end of the day that was having a vaginal infection, so we did cultures, et cetera, and then I gave her a medication, and then she didn't like the medication, and she didn't want to see the gynecologist I referred her to, and she decided to call the insurance company saying I never even examined her. And I'm like, but, did you pay for the vaginal cultures through the lab? Oh, yeah. Well, how else did I get vaginal cultures? Oh, never mind. So, having that proof and that documentation prevents a medical provider from being accused of something. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.